It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Karlie Kloss is finally coming out and saying why she has cut ties with Victoria's Secret, and she says it's because she realized she's a feminist. So for years, people obviously have associated Karlie Kloss with the risque photos pasted across Victoria's Secret's advertisement, because that's really how she got her big start. However, the 26-year-old suddenly decided to stop posing in the scantily clad lingerie in 2015. At the time, she made no statement explaining her decision, but now the Project Runway host is explaining what inspired her to walk away from the popular lingerie company. She tells Vogue, "The reason I decided to stop working with Victoria's Secret was because I didn't feel it was an image that was truly reflective of who I am and the kind of message I want to send to young women around the world about what it means to be beautiful." Karlie was in the midst of studying feminist theory at New York University and was starting to put the lessons she learned into action. Kloss says, "I think that was a pivotal moment in me stepping into my career as a feminist, being able to make my own choices and my own narrative, whether through the companies I choose to work with or through the image I put out to the world." She says that in the past, she was so scared that she would miss out on a job or lose a position if she said she didn't want to do something. However, she says that turning down jobs has proved the opposite effect. "If anything, the more I exercise the power of my voice, the more I earned respect from my peers. I earned more respect for myself. Only now do I have the confidence to stand tall, all the 6'2" of herself, and know the power of her own voice." I think that's amazing. Hugh Jackman performed his stage show to Madison Square Garden and serenaded his wife Deb during it with their wedding song from 1996. That is so romantic. Steve-O says he is tired of being overlooked and wants to take this celebrity in a UFC fight.
"I'm sick of being overlooked for my potential as a cage fighter."
Oh.
"All right. And with Justin Bieber trying to pick a fight with Tom Cruise, I really don't think Tom Cruise is up for it."
You got to get Dana White to make the match happen.
I already did, man. As soon as I found out,
you hit him up.
I got in the van. I went out to Las Vegas. I had a little chat with Dana White, and he agreed that if Tom Cruise doesn't step up and someone needs to fill the cage with Justin Bieber, that I'm the guy.
Oh, really?
We shook on it, me and Dana White.
So you think you could take Bieber?
I don't know, but I know that I can take a beating.
Right. I would honestly pay a lot of money to see that. 5 young actors, including one pop star, have been tested for the part of the king of rock and roll in Baz Luhrmann's upcoming Elvis Presley biopic. They are British singer-songwriter turned actor Harry Styles, Ansel Elgort, the Baby Driver star who is about to start shooting Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, Aaron Taylor Johnson, who appeared in Kick-Ass and Avengers: Age of the Ultron, and Miles Teller, the Whiplash actor who will be in the Top Gun sequel, tested for the filmmaker last week. Also taking part in testing for the Warner Brothers project was Austin Butler, who's appeared on TV's The Shannara Chronicles, also The Carrie Diaries, and has a role in Quentin Tarantino's upcoming Once Upon a Time Hollywood movie. Tom Hanks is already on board for the project as Tom Parker, the legendary manager who controlled every aspect of Elvis's life. The movie is described as focusing on the late entertainer's rise and zenith, with a major aspect being his relationship with Parker. The lead role is expected to be filed in the coming weeks. I am so excited for this. All of those people.
Sounds so boring.
What? Are you serious? You don't want to watch a biopic on Elvis Presley?
No, he did music. He did that, then he ate a peanut butter and banana sandwich and died on the toilet.
He struggled. One, relatable. He struggled with his weight so much. He was up and down with
it. I'm just like Elvis.
No, but I'm just saying it's relatable. And also, he really struggled with drugs, like a lot.
Relatable.
Well, I'm just saying, I think it's interesting, and I'm super excited to see who's going to play him, because all of those actors are all so hot, and I'm just very excited. Coming up in the next Garbage, I am breaking down all of this Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun drama because there is something that just came to light yesterday that'll make you have a different opinion on it.
All right. Thank you very much, Liv, for the Garbage.